GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. George, we've dealt with Mario Moreto for a number of years now. He's with the Maine Center for Economic Policy. Normally, he lines up guests to come on our program. He himself is dialing in on line three this morning to chat with us on GHRT. If you want to be the first to say good morning to Mario.
Hi, Mario. How you doing, guy?
I'm doing great. How are you guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, hush you. How's things in Augusta this morning so far?
You know, things are a little cloudy. Looks like we may get some rain, but all in all, not too bad.
Okay. We'd like to dig into the details of LD 1491. Do we have the number right on that? 1491?
You do.
All right. This would create the Maine Work Tax Credit.
You got it.
From the perspective of the Maine Center for Economic Policy, Mario, what is the Maine Work Credit designed to do?
Yeah. So what we know from years and years of research with experience with the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is the program that the Maine Work Tax Credit would be based on, is that it helps working people and working families make ends meet. And that's really, really good for our economy. Our economy does much better for all of us when the people at the bottom and in the middle can afford to cover the basics. And that's what the Earned Income Tax Credit has been doing for decades now, and it's what the Maine Work Tax Credit aims to expand and make even better. So we can get into the details, but the general premise here is that if you live in Maine, if you're a low or moderate income person, you're working hard to make ends meet, you shouldn't be on the brink of poverty. We know that nearly half of Mainers can't afford a $400 emergency expense. If that came up, they would have to borrow money or even potentially sell some possessions in order to cover that. And that's not good for our economy when people are in that precarious of a situation. So the Maine Work Tax Credit, we go a long way to sort of lifting families up and making it easier to make ends meet.
Well, I actually read through the 1491 here this morning. It's a little wonky at this hour of the morning. It's a little wonky.
It is a tax bill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonky is a word we hear a lot.
It replaces the Maine Earned Income Tax Credit. I guess if I'm looking for numbers here, the bill provides eligibility for individuals who are at least 18, less than 25, with no qualifying children, creates a minimum credit for students and eligible caregivers.
Mm-hmm.
After that wonkiness, what does that really mean?
Yeah. So the first two things you mentioned there are actually just two parts of the bill. So if I can step back a little bit, I think it helps for your listeners who may be coming to this for the first time to understand the Earned Income Tax Credit and how that works. Because like I said, the Maine Work Tax Credit is based on the EITC. So the EITC is a successful federal tax program that's done so well at helping lift families out of poverty that 29 states, including Maine, have adopted their own version in their own state income tax book. So if you're a Maine person with low income, you can generally be eligible for a federal Earned Income Tax Credit and a Maine Earned Income Tax Credit. Now, the difference is the Maine Earned Income Tax Credit is worth just 5% of what the full federal credit is worth. So the average for a family receiving the EITC from the federal credit in Maine is about $2,000 in additional money in their refund check. But in Maine, it's just 5% of that. That makes us one of the smallest EITCs in the country. And we also have a large group of people who are working hard and having a hard time making ends meet, but they're ineligible for one reason or another. And one of those groups is 18 to 24-year-olds. These are people who are independent. They're not relying on their families to help them make ends meet, but they're nonetheless ineligible for this help that helps other people who may have children get the credit and get that help that they need. So what you were just referencing, the 18 to 24-year-olds, is the Maine Work Credit recognizes that if you're poor, if you're struggling, just because you're 19 doesn't mean you don't deserve the same kind of help that a 25-year-old does.
Mario Moretta's on the line with us. He's with the Maine Center for Economic Policy as we talk of LD 1491 under consideration in Augusta, which would create the Maine Work Tax or the Maine Work Credit, likely to benefit middle and low income Mainers. One listener has this question. We voted to raise the minimum wage, and we were told in voting for the minimum wage increases that this would lift all of them out of poverty, get them on the path to
a livable wage, do we need $14.91 if we've already instituted this minimum wage increase and then there are more to come?
Yeah, so I think it's a really good question. And I think something that's important to understand is economic policy, there's no one silver bullet solution that's going to solve every problem. And the minimum wage and the earned income tax credit actually complement each other very well. When the minimum wage increases, as it has in Maine, you start to see benefits almost immediately. We've seen the minimum wage increase in Maine help lift 10,000 children out of poverty. It led to the largest wage increases for low-income people in particular in Maine in more than a decade. What the earned income tax credit does is it encourages people to keep working and it makes it easier for them to keep working. So that extra couple of hundred or even couple thousand dollars in your tax refund every year, that's the difference between being able to cover getting your car repaired, paying for childcare, paying for health care. These are things that help working people keep working and keep earning their own money. Unlike a lot of other tax cuts or even country social safety net programs, the earned income tax credit really rewards work. It recognizes, rewards, and encourages work. So the two policies actually go really well together. And I think together, they can have an even greater effect for low and middle income people who are having a hard time making ends meet.
Well, here's where some of the interest will all of a sudden begin when I get to this part. Now, it boosts incomes. So Maine work credit improves now the fairness of the Maine tax code today. We go back to where we've been so many other issues. The top 1% in Maine pays a lower effective tax rate than the poorest households, according to your group. The Maine work credit would give a tax cut to the bottom 80% of households, would lower the effective tax rate for the bottom 1/5 of households from 8.7% to 4.9%.
Yep.
Does it increase the tax rate on the top 1 or 2%?
It does not. This bill alone does not do that. But what it does do is it starts to sort of make our overall tax code look a little bit more fair. I think most people understand that one of the basic values that we embed in our tax code is that when you are a prosperous person, the kind of taxes you pay should reflect that prosperity. When our economy has worked really well for you and allowed you to thrive, maybe even beyond your wildest dreams, the taxes you owe should reflect that. You shouldn't be paying less than the people at the very bottom who are struggling to get by. But as you just said, George, that's where we're at right now. Because the earned income tax credit is focused on the lowest earning and the sort of middle class, that would sort of make the tax code look a little bit more fair. So by reducing that overall effective tax rate, particularly on the bottom 20% of households, what you start to see is a tax code that looks more the way it should, where the people at the bottom aren't paying more than the people at the top. But it does not increase taxes on the top 20%, not in and of itself. It doesn't do that.
LD 1491 would create the Maine Work Credit. We're talking with Mario Moretto with the Maine Center for Economic Policy. We're recalling during the LePage administration, one of the largest tax cuts in state history. And when running for re-election, the Democrats that voted for it campaigned on it, where I want to say, and George, I'm just trying to recall the number. I don't have it in front of me. There were 77,000 Mainers that were taken off the rolls. They didn't even have to file. Their tax rate was effectively lowered to nothing. How does that factor into the need for LD 1491, Mario?
Well, we're talking about two different things there, right? You're talking about the income tax. The income tax is a big piece of our tax code, but it's not the only tax that low-income people pay. Low-income people also pay the sales tax. They also pay the property tax. Both of those have actually increased in the last 10 years. So when we look at the tax code, when you see the kind of analysis that we do at the Maine Center for Economic Policy, we try to look at the whole pie, the entire tax code in Maine. And it's interesting you mentioned, you know, those people didn't have to file their taxes. And I want to push back on that for one important thing. Mm-hmm. Property taxes in particular hit low income people in Maine really, really hard. If you're low income, your effective property tax rate, and what that means, a less wonky way to say that is every dollar you earn, you pay more to property taxes out of each dollar you earn than people at the very top do. So just because income taxes went down doesn't mean that the tax code isn't still tilted in favor of the wealthy. So So the reason the EITC is so important is because you can use the income tax code to start to address and mitigate some of the inequities that exist throughout the entire tax system. So yes, the income tax in Maine has gone down, but the overall fairness of our tax structure in Maine is still tilted in favor of the wealthy. And I think more importantly, to take it out of the conversation about tax policy, working Mainers are still having a hard time making ends meet. And the tax code is one way that we can make it a little bit easier for them so they can provide for their families, participate in the economy, and not be living on that knife's edge of sort of spiraling down into debt. That's the goal here.
As I said, it gets wonky. And for people like me who can't balance their checkbook without some help from the computer, I get lost. If they are going to, if low-income people are going to pay less, somebody has got to pay more. Doesn't that follow?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, you're identifying a problem that we are sort of leading the charge on, I think, in Augusta, which is there's just not enough revenue to do the things that Maine needs to do for communities to thrive. So you really do need a 1-2 punch. Now, we're going to get away from the Maine Work Credit here a little bit, but the Maine Center for Economic Policy put out a budget blueprint earlier this year. We call it the Prosperity Budget. And it takes a look at our entire budget, both sides, spending and revenue, and tries to put forward some ideas for how we can get Maine back on track. You know, in the end, taxes are the way we come together to pay for things that benefit all of us. So whether that is good schools, good infrastructure, world-class job training and workforce development, investments in technology, investments in healthcare, it takes taxes to pay for all of that. But because we have one of the big numbers that I think is really jarring to people is in the next 2 years, in the next budget cycle, Maine will lose $864 million to income tax cuts passed during the last 10 years. Now, more than half of that benefit went to the wealthiest people in Maine. So we're spending money. We're making a conscious decision to keep funding these tax cuts while our schools are underfunded, while our communities and local services are underfunded, while people still struggle to make ends meet. So we've got to look at both sides. We can't just talk about what we're going to spend. We've got to talk about how we're going to pay for it. And what we have in the prosperity budget is a comprehensive tax plan that does two things. One, it raises the revenue we need to pay for all of those things and help our communities thrive. And two, it does it in a fair way that doesn't ask the poorest to pay more than the wealthiest. So there's income tax changes in there, including increases on taxes to the wealthy. There's changes to the sales tax, property tax, estate tax, all of these things that will make our tax code more fair, fully fund our schools, fully fund revenue sharing, and allow us to invest in those things that build a strong economy. Because I got to tell you guys, tax cuts for the wealthy, those aren't it.
Mario, we got 30 seconds here. If LD 1491 is going to pass, this is the legislature voted most likely to pass it by its senior class. Democrats in the House, Democrats in the Senate, Democrat in the Blaine House. What's your prediction for LD 1491?
I think we're going to get this thing done. I think that the earned income tax credit has enjoyed bipartisan support for as long as it has existed. Former House Republican leader Ken Burdette supported an earned income tax credit bill in the past. Congressman Paul Ryan included it as part of his pathway to prosperity. And obviously, we've got Democrats sponsoring the bill. So I think we're going to get this done. We're going to put $91 million in the pockets of working low and middle income people. And we're going to make it easier for families to make ends meet.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.